Can you beat Jim? Each week, listeners are invited to send in their requests for songs from the dim, distant past. Songs that have long disappeared from the radio programs. In fact, songs that were sung even before the radio programs were thought of. Now, Jimmy Leach will pit his memory against yours. And if you can't remember your request, as it is drawn from the box, you will be sent the I Beat Jim badge. Now, here's Jimmy to say hello.
Why, hello.
Hi there. The request cards are all in the box, and I think we'll give them a good shake before we pull one out. Right, now here's the first one. It's from Mrs. I. Carmichael, the Esplanade, Shanklin, Isle of Wight. And Mrs. Carmichael says, "My dear old dad used to sing a song called On the Good Ship Yaki Hiki Doola. How about it, Jim?" Well, how about that then, Jim?
Well, there are no problems, Dave. Strangely enough, my dear old dad used to sing the same song, and it went something like this. Oh, I snapped my finger, ha ha ha. I snapped the other one, ho 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 ho. I don't care if it rains or shines, once aboard the lugger and the girl is mine. I set my sail and sailed away, no pirate e'er was bolder, for where'er I go I fear no foe, on the good ship Yaki. One more time now, come on. I snap my finger, tra-la-la-la,
tra-la-la-la.
I snap the other one, ho ho ho. I don't care if it rains or shines, once aboard the lugger and the girl is mine. I set my sail and sailed away, no pirate e'er was bolder, for where'er I go I fear no foe. That was a low one,
right? Down there.
On the good ship, yucky-yucky-doo.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Mr. Carmichael, I hope that brought back some happy memories for you. Obviously, you'll have to try a little bit harder if you're going to beat Jim. Right, we'll shake the box again. Now, here we have the next challenge. It's from Mrs. M. Munro, Hardwick Mount, Buxton in Derbyshire. She simply says, request for Jim. Do you remember the last waltz? P.S. I have a sixpenny bet with my husband that this will beat Jim out of sight. Well, what do you think about that one, Jim?
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Munro. You'll have to pay up, you know.
Again?
Here it is. Just let me find a key for it. Do you remember the last waltz?
Oh, the lads on.
The last waltz with me. I gave in your eyes divine, and felt your heart beating with mine. By Jove, my voice has seen better days. When evening shadows are falling, I gazed in the midst of pain, and I wonder if ever together we shall waltz that waltz again. Very soulful, isn't it?
Beautiful, Jim.
Oh, do you remember the last waltz?
I remember it.
Well, the last waltz with me.
Have them all picking up the brooms and dancing now.
I gazed in your eyes divine.
Wish you wouldn't look at me like that, don't you?
And felt your heart beating with mine. When evening shadows are falling, I gaze in the midst of pain, and I wonder if ever together we shall waltz that waltz again.
beautiful, Jim. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Good oldie, that is a real good oldie.
Well, Mrs. Munro, I think you'll have to pay up and smile there, because Jim, I think, found that one very, very suitable. Better luck next time, anyway. Right, we'll shake the box again. Right, now let's pull one out. Here we have a card from Dr. Fairhurst of Viner Road South, Bidston, Wirral. Dr. Fairhurst thinks he can beat Jim with a request for, quote, a song from the Boer War period entitled The Baby's Name. Well, go on, Jim, what do you think about that one?
Baby's Name. Oh, wait a minute, The Baby's Name. Yes, this was about a mum and dad who couldn't agree upon a name for the baby.
Yeah, I think I know a few of those.
In despair, they named him after the various generals and locations that were currently in the news. Let's see, Boer War period and all that, you know. And it went something like this. Oh, the baby's name was Kitty, the Carrington, Methowich, Keckowich, White, Grandy, Bloomer, Palmer, Juba, Warrington, Gatti, Colenso, Cuba, Cape Town, Mafeking, French, Kimberley, Ladysmith, Bobs, Union Jack, Fighting, Mike, Lady, Pretoria, Dobbs. Oh, the baby's name was Kitty, the Carrington, Methowich, Keckowich, White, Grandy, Bloomer, Palmer, Juba, Warrington, Gatti, Colenso, Cuba, Cape Town, Mafeking, French, Kimberley, Ladysmith, Bobs, Union Jack, Fighting my clay die, Pretoria Dobbs.
Good, let's have it again, Jim. Go on, play it again.
Again?
Oh, it's fabulous, that
76
one.
Trombones and all that, eh? Oh, the baby's name was Kitchen, the Carrington, Methowich, Keckowich, White, Grangey, Bloomer, Palmer, Juba, Warrington, Gatti, Colenso, Cuba, Cape Town, Mafeking, French, Kimberley, Ladysmith, Pops, Union Jack, Fighting, Macleay, Pretoria, Dobbs. How about that, eh? They don't write songs like that anymore, thank goodness.
Before teeth were invented, I think that one. Well, Dr. Fairhurst, you'll need to go back, I think, to the Crimean War if you're going to beat Jim. I don't know, his memory is ridiculous these days. Thank you, anyway, for sending your card. I hope you have another try. Right, I think we'll shake the box again. Now, here we are. What's this one? This one's from Mrs. Williams of Cambrian Villa. Oh, dear. Now then, I think I'll have to spell this one. C-A-E-R-S-W-S. How would you pronounce that, Jim? I've never...
Well, I happen to know where it is.
Do you?
And it's pronounced Caersus.
Caersus?
It's in Welsh Wales, look you.
Oh, of course it is. Montgomeryshire. By all. Mrs. Williams has got one here. She wants cowheel and caviar. Cowheel and caviar. What do you think about that one then, Jim?
Cowheel and caviar?
That's what it says.
I've heard of boiled beef and carrots, but... Cowheel and caviar. Sorry.
No?
I've never even heard of it.
Well, Mrs. Williams... Oh, there's the bell. Well done. Congratulations. You've beaten Jim on that one. Cowheel and caviar. We'll have to mark that one down for all time, Jim. Mrs. Williams, we'll be sending you the I Beat Jim badge very shortly. Once again, congratulations. If you want to have another go, please do so. Send a card in to us. You never know, you might get another one. Now then, let's pull the next one out. We'll see what we have here. And now we have a card from Mr. Paul Wood of 131 Dorset Road, Bexhill-on-Sea. He requests a song called More Work for the Undertaker. Well, Jim, can you undertake that one?
Well, you know, believe it or not, Dave, I once sang this in a Sunday school concert.
Not another one.
Really? I hope I haven't forgotten the words. Anyhow, I'll try. Here it is. Now Sandy was working on the railway without his hat and coat, cleaning carriage windows with the bar of scented soap. Oh, along came a runaway engine. He stood right in its track. Down on his knees and up with his sleeves, he tried to push that runaway back. Oh, more work for the undertaker, another little job for the tombstone maker. At the local cemetery, they are very, very busy on a brand new grave for Sandy. He snuffed it, he's gone forevermore. Sing on and you'll see him not again, for he's gone to the golden shore.
Come on, Jim, let's have that one again, please. Come
you
on,
like
let's
it, have it again. Yeah. Once more, then. Sandy was working on the railway without his hat and coat, cleaning carriage windows with a bar of sunlight soap. Oh, along came a runaway engine. He stopped right in his tracks. Down on his knees and up with his sleeves, he tried to push that runaway back. Oh, more work for the undertaker, another little job for the tombstone maker. At the local cemetery, they are very, very busy on a brand new grave for Sandy. He snuffed it, he's gone forevermore. Sing on and you'll see him not again, for he's on to the golden shore.
Oh, dear. Oh, wonderful. What a memory, this fella. And now, listeners, if you think you can beat Jim, please send us your requests, or should I say rather your challenges, and send them to Can You Beat Jim? BBC, Broadcasting House, London West 1. I'll just read that again. Can You Beat Jim? BBC, Broadcasting House, London West 1. And please send them on postcards, because it makes it more convenient for us. So until this time next week, this is Dave Blakely saying cheerio on behalf of myself and your musical memory man himself, Jimmy Leach.